Message number 305. Pray for souls in mortal sin who may not get the chance to seek redemption. Thursday, January 12, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. My dearest beloved daughter, there is a need for everyone to pray with all their hearts now for the souls who may not survive the shock when they witness the warning and my great mercy. Some of these poor souls in mortal sin may not get the chance to seek redemption, so please ensure that your prayers are offered up for such souls. Prayer is urgently needed to pray for those souls in darkness. So intent are they in their wickedness to destroy humanity through monetary and other controls that they will find the warning to be a terrible shock. I need them to be given the chance to repent, but many will resist me. Please pray for these tortured souls. Finally, I would like to ask all my followers to recite the Divine Mercy at every opportunity as the times gets closer now for my great warning. To all those believers who refuse to accept that it is I, Jesus Christ, their Savior, speaking to them through these messages, hear me now. Do not be like those poor souls who lived in the time of Noah when he was sneered at. Open your minds and give generously of your time in prayer. That is all I ask of you at this time. You, my children, will cry tears of remorse when you realize your mistake. And yes, I will forgive you even though you have hurt me deeply. Your insults wound me. Your taunts are like a knife twisting me inside out because you think that you know me but you don't. Your minds are closed to my true voice, which is like a cry in the wilderness. Your loftiness offends me. You must accept that the way is now being planned for my second coming. You may not listen to me now as I plead with you to pray for souls who will be lost to me. But you will when this is proven to you after this great event. For then I will expect you to follow me and form the remnants of my church. It will be then that we will all unite to pick up the pieces left as we walk towards my new paradise. Your beloved Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer of all mankind.